Sammy Hagar said it best, I still can't drive 55. Hi, I'm Jim Walsh with podcast number 103. Of all the really stupid things to come out of the 70s, Jimmy Carter, anyone? Hello. One of the stupidest is about to make a major comeback. Several states, most notably Michigan, are pushing for a return to the universal 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. Well, maybe you're old enough to remember the last time we tried that, back in the days when dinosaurs like Richard Milhouse Nixon roamed the earth, and the Captain and Tennille and Disco blighted the airwaves. Well, the idea was you make everybody slow down to 55, and as a consequence, you save on gas, and eventually the price of gasoline shoots way down. Well, we remember how well that worked, don't we? What we have here is a classic case of the government doing what the government does best, namely making a lot of noise about an issue until either the people get used to things and forget about it, or the problem resolves itself, at which time the incumbents will all rush right back in to take credit for fixing the problem. Not that we're naming any names here, Byron Dorkin. What really frosts me about this is we've done it before. It didn't work then. It's not going to work now. Insanity is when you do the same thing over and over, expecting a new result. Apparently, the world of politics is built on insanity, or more specifically, the ultra-short memory of the boobus American public. But what about other factors like safety? Well, that's important, right? Safety's important. Well, the Michigan State Police, in conjunction with the Michigan Department of Transportation, they say dropping the limit can actually do more harm than good. Now, these two agencies, they got together to actually raise the speed limits on their freeways a few years ago from 65 to 70 in an effort to promote safer, uniform traffic. Because, as both groups have agreed, it's a proven fact that speed variations are more dangerous than high speeds per se. And on top of that, as a lot of us know firsthand from driving, most drivers will ignore the artificially lower limits. Speed limits should be based on engineering and safety considerations, not on political expediency. But what about the question of saving on gas? Does it really work? Does it save gas if you slow down? Not necessarily. According to the National Motorist Organization, motorist.org, great website, check it out for yourself, the 55-mile-an-hour national maximum speed limit, which was enacted specifically to save gas, had practically no impact on fuel consumption. Now, there are a lot of technical reasons. You can go to the website to read them in detail, but it boils down to this. Speed limits based on actual travel speeds promote better traffic flow, which reduces the amount of braking and accelerating on the highways. This obviously has a positive effect on fuel consumption. But even if it did save money, so what? Here's the bottom line as far as I'm concerned. If I'm willing to pay a little more or even a lot more out of my own pocket to drive a little faster, what's the problem? You want to save on gas? You want to save the earth? Fine. You slow down to a crawl. Just stay the hell out of the passing lane so I can get around you, okay? As always, your comments are welcome. Talk to Jim Walsh at yahoo.com.